as you heard on the news, TransLink, the bus and rail fare increases have come into effect today. The increase by an average of 4.5%. Not surprisingly, consumers are a little bit concerned about this, and I'm joined now by Aidan O'Donnell from the Consumer Council. A very good morning to you, Aidan. Good
morning there.
Thank you for joining us. I'm sure you're possibly getting a few calls from people or have had some conversations.
There has been, I suppose the announcement around the fare increases came in around December, just before Christmas time, and I think what the issue for many of the passengers and consumers that we're talking to is that they weren't really aware that the fare increases were going to be coming in from today, and they're not clear on what the fare increases are actually going to be for their particular journeys or ticket types. And I think that really goes back to a lack of effective communication from TransLink in terms of, you know, going out and telling people about the fare increases. And also, you know, there's different types of tickets, and you know, maybe there's better tickets or options for people to actually, you know, avoid maybe the increase or certainly the level of increase that we'll be seeing across different services.
Yes, because if you bought a card, say, on Friday that would do you multiple journeys, is it still valid to operate today because you'd have bought it at a cheaper price?
Exactly, yes. And certainly that was the message we were trying to give out to consumers over the weekend was, you know, not everybody would be able to load up the multi-journey cards, but for anybody that could, probably buying a few more journeys would have been a good thing to do because it would have been at the lower fare band before the increases. That's probably too late now for anybody thinking about that this morning because the fares are actually in from this morning, and I think it's been very difficult for passengers, really. You know, given there's so many different services, given there's so many different tickets, it's really been on the passengers. The onus has been on the passengers to go and find out. So that's been looking at the TransLink contact centre or going on the website, and I think that's really a bit of a fail in there because you'd want TransLink to be coming out a bit more open and communicate a bit more effectively with their passengers and saying, look, here's actually what you're going to be paying and here's how you can maybe avoid those increases. A bit more proactive communication and engagement with their customers.
Yes, I mean, we have asked TransLink, we did ask them to come on the programme, but they are going to send us through a statement a little bit later. We haven't received it as yet, so we have given them the right of reply as well. But 10 pence to most metro fares, that's a heck of a hike.
Yes, well, that's the metro fares is the average 10p
I mean, what's that, an average bus fare now, in say, in coming in from the outer suburbs of Belfast?
There's a difference there because the metro, and this is sometimes where it gets confusing and you need the detail because there's different levels of metro. There's metro inner zone, there's metro city zone, there's metro extended zone, there's metro day tickets, there's metro fares, so there's a range of different tickets, mostly going up by about 10p, so it's around £2, I think, is going to be the metro fare, going from £1.90 up to £2, I think would be the average increase around that. I think the other thing is that it's not just the metro fares, you know, there's a lot of people use Ulster bus services, and there's a lot of people use the Northern Ireland Railways, and the concern that we would have is that average fare increases of around 4 or 5%, they're simply that, they're average fare increases, and we certainly know that for some tickets and for some passengers, they'll be paying above average fare increases on the services. And I think that's just where there hasn't been enough clarity of where people, how much they actually will be paying.
Yeah, because I mean, an increase of on NIR for 4.5%, when the rate of inflation in December was 1.6.
Yeah, well, I think just taking Northern Ireland Railways, yeah, it's 4.5% increase, but some of the clarification that we sought and received from TransLink was how many passengers will pay above average fare increases. And they've estimated that 45% of Northern Ireland Railway passengers will pay above average fare increases. So again, that comes back to the point is that the average fare increases hides probably a lot of different increases that people will end up paying when they go. And it's today, you know, it starts from today, and that's the problem. People are getting on the service and find that the fare has went up, and they're probably not clear on why or by how much. And how they can go about reducing that cost for themselves.
Yes, it's as you say, it's the lack of information that's been coming out. I mean, TransLink do say that they've had a price freeze since 2013, so that's nearly a couple of years now.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, we do know that, you know, fares have to be reviewed, and sometimes fares can go up and down, but there has been a fare freeze for the last couple of years. In the Consumer Council, we were quite concerned just about the process, how this fare increase was communicated and introduced, because usually there is a lot more engagement and discussion with both the Department of Regional Development and TransLink on the fare increases and how the impact on passengers can be minimised, and that didn't happen this time through. So there's been, I suppose, a lot of problems with the fare increase process in this time, and I think now when we need some clear communication with passengers from the company, that really has failed to materialise. And I think the problem is that it's now passengers having to go and try to hunt out the information and the impact that it is on them. And it's also about not just the fare increases. I think it's really important that Translink try and tell people about the best option for them. And that might mean, you know, buying different ticket types or buying SmartLink journeys or travel cards. And that allows people to, you know, to maybe reduce the cost of their journey, and also, you know, increases type, you know, boarding time, that people aren't fiddling around looking for change, you know. So there's lots of different things that, you know, positive aspects that could be pushed out a bit more than actually are happening at the minute. You know, the lack of information is quite bad, I think, in terms of passengers trying to find their way through these increases and get the best option for themselves.
Yes, I was talking to a taxi driver at the end of last week, and he was saying that a lot of students are taking taxis now because if you get four students on board, it's cheaper than it is to take the bus.
Yeah, and that's, you know, there's a range of different, I suppose, travel options, and people have to figure it out. And I know certainly from some of the consumers and people that we've been talking to, they are looking at the price of filling up at the pumps for the car, and that's reduced, and that's maybe making them more, you know, likely to maybe drive a journey. And overall, you know, in terms of consumer accounts, we're very supportive of public transport. It's a very important service. A lot of people depend on it, and it's good if it works well and it works right for people. So it's all about trying to encourage, you know, people to look favourably upon public transport and use it where it's suitable. But at the end of the day, the company has to meet passengers halfway here and actually give the information and engage with them and communicate with them so that it's not a difficult decision or it's not an uncertain decision, that actually people can have all the information they need to make the right decision for them. And I think that's just where Translink need to move forward a bit and actually work more with the consumers and communicate in a more open and transparent way. And I think that's what you would expect from any business, whether it's a public transport company or any service provision, that provide the right level of information to their customers. And that's really where we think there is a failing at the moment in terms of how Translink have managed this whole process.
And we're getting, as you can imagine, quite a few calls coming in. Big George in Bangor said, why does Translink charge people going to work during normal commute times far more than if you travel after 9:30? Surely they would still make thousands.
Yeah, well, I think that's the confusing thing around the ticket types, because there is off-peak ticket types and day tickets, which are reduced cost after 9:30. Mm-hmm. And obviously that doesn't suit people if they're travelling in and out of work. But, you know, I think the confusing thing is there's so many ticket options and people often are on the wrong one and it's costing them money.
And, Shami, why can they put the price up of fares up when the price of oil's gone down?
We, in the Consumer Council, we came out in December whenever these fare increases were announced and said that normally when we're involved in the process, we would have more information and clarity of what has caused this. And we were very clear, we couldn't give the assurance to passengers that they were fair or justified. And that's back to Translink. And Translink should really be on in front of the media, speaking to people like yourselves and explaining the decisions and the justification for it, because it's certainly not the place for consumer council to justify their decisions. We're here to detail the impact on passengers and how that can be minimised. And I think certainly Translink should be communicating more about the impact on passengers and also justifying their decisions around the fare increases and being out and ensuring that the confidence of consumers is there.
Well, Aidan, thank you so much indeed for coming on from the Consumer Council today. I have to admit, having tried to navigate the website in the past, it's not an easy one to navigate either. But I'll leave a final comment on this from Lorraine, who's just said, we found that if my husband, daughter and I are going into town from Erin Vale at Finnachy, it's cheaper by private taxi than the metro. And bearing in mind, that's being picked up from the door and dropped at our destination. So why would we bus it? There you go, Aidan. Thank you very much indeed for coming on today. Aidan O'Donnell there from the Consumer Council, just talking about the Translink fares. And as I said, we have been in touch with Translink and we are awaiting their statement.